Hello and welcome to episode 31 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we hope you enjoy the show. But first, trivia for you. Our winner from last week, who was the quickest to correctly answer what this song is Lewellick, who said...
The trivia for you is, am I only dreaming? From Metropolis Street Racer. You threw me off at first, because I kept thinking it was the credits theme from Sonic R.
That's correct. It is indeed from Metropolis Street Racer on the Sega Dreamcast. And there were some people who were guessing Sonic R, and that was a very good guess, but I believe the music was done by the exact same people.
I'd never even heard of that game, to be honest.
Same singer and same composer, Richard Jacques. Because, to be honest, Tim, I was like, I remember there was really good music in this demo of this Metropolis Street Racer game I played, and I pulled it out and I was listening to it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this sounds just like Sonic R, and I had to record it and keep it. So, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's the exact same people.
Lewellick's our all-star guesser here. He's gotten, five or six of them now.
Yeah, he's just gunning people down. I believe this is his fifth win.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, we also have another winner. The first to correctly guess this old contest song is Kevin Godiani. It is indeed from the new Tetris on the Nintendo 64. Not so new anymore, though, obviously. But So, Lewellick and Kevin, you two clearly know the drill. I'll be making your pictures into floating two-piece start heads and adding you to our contest winners page, along with everybody else. As such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entry is only a day apart. So let the guessing begin. And now for our topic of the week.
All right, well, yeah, we're going to be talking about Wii Fit, and I bought the game for my wife for her birthday last week, and, she's not a gamer or anything, so it'll be good to get a casual gamer's take on Wii Fit. So, Sarah, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm not quite the fitness expert, but I will give my opinion on the game.
So how much of it have you played?
I've played for 3 days.
Oh, cool. So yeah, now, Sarah, how familiar are you with video games, would you say?
I'm not familiar at all, really. I mean, I play them every now and again when Tim gives me a guilt trip for not playing with him, but that's kind of it. I mean, I really suck, so.
So would you consider this a video game?
Definitely. Because when I think of exercising, I think of exercising either in the gym or outside walking or running.
I'm curious what you think. I guess how long you think it'll last for you. Like, is it something that you see yourself doing daily or three times a week, even if I'm not around? You know, I know you're not familiar with the menus of the Wii and all that stuff, but is it interesting enough for you to, like, kind of get going on and being self-sufficient with?
Yeah, I think once you get me started and start everything up, I could definitely do it on a regular basis. I do, however, like going outside to go on a walk or go on a run. So,
you think that's more fun than the free run with all the little Mii characters and the waterfalls and stuff?
I gotta tell you, man, that is like the lamest thing ever.
I totally disagree. I love it.
I always try and beat the trainer.
Yeah, Sarah tries to sprint in front of the trainer and then she falls face first and tumbles over.
So just to describe to people who might not understand, there's a running portion of the game where you go on like a jog, like a virtual jog, and you run you're like out in the park running around with your trainer, and to play that portion of the game, you put the Wii Remote in your pocket and you just run in place in your house. So it's like, I'm getting outside and getting some virtual air.
You know what was great about it is Sarah was just playing and she was running along, you know, the little Miis run next to you or run alongside you.
Yeah.
And she started trying to, like, punch them as they ran by. Like, Sarah, what are you doing? And, she punched to the left. I'm like, dude, that's my brother. Why are you punching him? What's up with that? And then Saddam Hussein started running towards her, so you could totally see who it was. I'm like, okay, Sarah, there's Saddam. And she didn't swing at all. Like, she just let him go. I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, you hit my brother, but not Saddam. And then up comes Jesus to the right, and she takes a whack at him. And I was like, you know, your track record here is just not real good.
See, this isn't Grand Theft Auto, okay? This is.
But even Wii Fit can have a bad influence on people, I think.
That's right.
I just love all the little Mii integration they do, even if it's like, you know, I'm doing the soccer one, and Sarah's the ref there, just kind of standing there with her arms crossed, you know? It's like,
right.
It's just fun to see all that stuff, so...
So now, Sarah, what is like your favorite thing about Wii Fit, and what is your least favorite thing?
Well, I really like the aerobics because I love to do cardio. I like to get my heart racing. So I do like the step aerobics, I must say. I wish the music was better, but
what are you talking about? I love the music.
Oh, really? See, I think it could be a little bit more upbeat. I've done it every.
Yeah, it's a little slow, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been like the same beat, and I'm ready for it to kick it up a notch.
Well, the good news is that soon you will unlock advanced step, and the music is a little different, a little longer, and it speeds up too.
That'll be exciting.
There's something to look forward to, yeah.
I think it's a missed opportunity because there's only like two different step, you know, versions of the game and two different songs, I guess, and they don't really mix up the steps at all, right?
The second song does a lot more. It has more tricky things about it. Like, in the first song, you're just, like, stepping up and stepping down. And then stepping to your side. Like, the second one has you, like, kicking in the air and clapping along and stuff.
Wow.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, there's some cool stuff.
Excited.
Yeah, you can look forward to that.
I'd say my least favorite part is probably just the most challenging part, which is yoga. I don't really like stretching before I run. I mean, even when I ran the half marathon, I didn't even stretch before or after just because... I just don't like doing it. So I think that will be the hardest part for me, but I really would like to try it. So I've tried one thing on the yoga, and I look forward to trying more. I just have to be diligent about it.
Cool. Yeah, I know for me, like, I'm pretty tall, as you guys might remember, and my flexibility is pretty poor. And so as I was getting further down into the yoga stuff, they started doing some things. I'm like, what? Oh my gosh.
That body part does not go there.
I had to call somebody over and be like, okay, watch this for a second. You know, is it possible for me to do this, to have like my heels on the ground and my knees straight? It's like, no, I can't do it. It's just impossible for me. So it's like, it is just brutal, some of those things for me.
Yeah, I gotta say, She. What's interesting to me is she hasn't been too into the game, like the little mini games, you know?
Right.
And that's where I'm like spending all my time. Like, I love the soccer one, and the ski ones are okay, and I find myself doing that. And the aerobics are pretty good too. Those are almost like mini games, you know?
See, this is very interesting because we all have a different favorite. Because I'm much more for the strength training because, you know, all I can go from here is up. So, you know, I need to get some kind of muscle on my body. I'm actually, like, one of the few people in the world who actually needs to, like, you know, gain weight on Wii Fit, I guess. And so I'm basically, like, I enjoy the strength training, and I don't really care for the games as much. It doesn't really do much for me. And I guess because I'm playing Wii Fit, and I'm not really getting a workout from playing these games. I feel like I'm wasting my time. Like, I could be spending my time getting actual muscles on my body, or, you know, getting some flexibility in my system instead of, like, barely leaning left and right to, you know, head soccer balls. Like, you know, not so much the aerobics for me sort of thing, so.
I think clearly the games aren't going to have a lot of longevity to them. You know, that's not going to be the main thrust. But
right.
I'll tell you what, I played the soccer one for an hour and a half the other day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. I just loved it. I kept doing it.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
Wow.
She was in bed, so she doesn't care. But I tell you what, I was sore the next day because it does give you a bit of a workout, but.
Yeah, a bit of a workout. Yeah, try doing like push-ups all day long.
I tried the push-up one like once, and I'm like, yeah, this is not fun. And
I don't think I've tried that one yet.
I don't think you've done any of this.
Give that a shot.
Today.
See, I've unlocked the push-up challenge, where you do as many push-ups as you can, and you try to last longer than the trainer can. Which is kind of silly, because like, you know, the trainer obviously is much better built than you are and has been doing this for a long time, but he's also virtual, so they can just program him to suck whenever they feel like it. So
right.
What I've noticed is when I first played on my first day, I was kind of disappointed because I was doing things, but it wasn't very many times, and I kind of felt like I wasn't really accomplishing too much with the fitness. But like now that I'm like, what, 5 days in, you know, I'm unlocking a lot more repetitions. And so, like, I can definitely feel it, like, oh my gosh, like, this is much more difficult than my first day. So, it, you know, for people who are pretty well built, the game will seem like just the lamest thing ever, but you have to get into it a little farther to really start feeling some serious burn.
Yeah, I noticed, like, some of the strength training, it's like 6 reps of something really basic, and I'm like, well,
yeah.
That's both boring and useless.
Yeah.
But I know it's trying to get you coming back every day and in it for the long haul and all that. So, you know, I will say this, I was pretty frightened during the first weigh-in for Sarah, because this being not that I think she, you know,
careful
doesn't look hot.
You are walking across a pond filled with little rocks, and no, and some of these rocks are not grounded, okay?
Well, but let me say this, cuz you know, we're hearing all these scare stories about, you know, oh, people, it's telling people they're fat and they're overweight and the BMI isn't accurate. I'm like, Sarah's fit and she looks good and it should be fine. And I just had this picture in my head, though, of getting her a birthday present that told her that she was overweight. I'm like, that would not be good. So I really hope this doesn't happen. And, you know, I did my weigh-in and I was at the high end of normal, like a 24 BMI. And I'm like, okay, I could, you know, lose a few pounds here, and so when I was happy to see that when she weighed in, she was like right at 22, which is what they say is the ideal, you know, right in the middle of the normal. So
beauty,
that was nice.
Yeah, I started at underweight, and I've only been getting lower. It's kind of weird. I don't know what's wrong. Like, come on.
See, that
the game is programmed to make you think you're losing weight or something, just to make you feel good, but it doesn't work for me.
I must say I'm looking forward to playing longer, and just because right now I feel like I'm not really getting a workout. I mean, I'm getting a workout, but it's like 8 or 10 minutes of a workout.
Yeah.
And that isn't very worthwhile at this time. But
yeah, it's like whenever you do the first time with your routine, they have to explain it to you, and it just takes forever. So you end up like sitting like, you know, 3/4 of the time you're like watching them do stuff, and then finally you get to do something for like 20 seconds and you're done. Well, that was lame.
Uh-huh. And then the pick comes on and says you did it for like 2 minutes, and it's like, well, maybe 10 seconds.
Yeah. So it definitely gets better, because now, like, my trainer just doesn't even talk to me anymore. It's just like, oh, I want to do this one. He's like, ready? I'm like, oh, geez, hold on. So they definitely help speed it up a little bit.
I think the best part of it is just that I think it'll be a good motivational tool. Like, you know, it just makes you want to weigh in every day. If you miss a day or two, it'll be like, hey, you know, you really ought to come every day and, you know, at least do a little bit. And I think for me, you know, enjoying video games and as addicted to the Everybody Votes channel, you know, it's like that everyday aspect to it will help. And, my brother did a weigh-in, and he's not going to be here every day or anything, but he's like,
right,
I'm going to do what it says. I have to beat the game, so I'm going to lose 17 pounds over the next year. And, you know, so it's like, for gamers, maybe it'll be a good challenge, because they, you know, they're used to living up to the challenge of whatever the game asks of them. So,
well, while we still have Sarah here, I'm going to move on to Comic Talk, where this week we featured Sarah in the comic. Have you seen the comic yet, Sarah?
I have. Tim showed it to me.
And what was... Oh, you liked it? Good.
I do.
Did I do an okay job on you?
Yeah, you did a great job.
Sweet.
I look different, but it's, yeah, you did a really nice job.
It's kind of, yeah, like I'll tell you though, it was a really freaky experience for me though, because it was not very comfortable for me. It's like, no one's around. I'm doing the comic on my own, but I'm still like getting creeped out, like just from working on it. Cause I'm like, okay, well I got Sarah's head. Now I need to like draw her body. So clearly, you know, I'm gonna start with the shoulders. Then it's like, well, this line keeps going around to like the waist, and like pretty soon it's like this peach chest with no clothing on. I'm like, oh my god, I need to put a shirt on right now. This does not feel good at all.
You sicko.
I know, seriously. Like,
you also drew my wife's boobs, so how does that make you feel?
I didn't want to even go there. It's like, it's one thing if I was drawing, like, my own girlfriend, like I had before, but, you know, this time it's like, tread carefully, Ray. And it sounds like you have some fans, Sarah. We get a lot of fan mail about you.
Yeah, I haven't really shared too much of that with her yet, but...
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not. I wasn't, like, keeping it from her, but, you know, we have jokesters and stuff, so... Our first comment... Wellick says, oh good, I already have the real picture of Sarah and the me version. Now I have the two-piece start Sarah to add to my closet mural. So, but yeah, I think people enjoyed it, and
yeah, it was a little more on the low-key side. We weren't trying for anything too extravagant here.
Right, this wasn't this was more of a two-piece start fan, you know. Anytime it's got you and me, or
well, anytime it's got me in it, it's just gold, but, you know, put Tim in it, you know, make it a little even, push it to silver.
When you don't really care, you know.
Right. When I just need someone to take up space, I'll bring Tim in.
Well, it's funny, sometimes I'll suggest an idea. I'm like, oh, you know, we should have one of us do this. And then if it's one of us, it, you know, Ray makes it him. It's not like, okay, I'll have Tim do that. No, it's Ray. Not just some guy.
He serves that right. He's the one who draws them, so.
No, yes.
Sarah, I like you. You're good. You
yeah,
know,
but
your
Ray,
thought process is right on.
Ray's only got half a brain. He needs me to come up with the ideas.
Well, I don't know how much more we have for Sarah here. I know she's just itching to go to bed. So, well, Sarah, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime.
All right, Ray.
All right, it's back to the real podcast. For every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to Jonathan, who said, I think Nintendo should just make a crazy shooter and then use the Wii board as like a duck and cover type thing. Then it would be cool. Sorry, fully ranted there. And I was like, that is a really good idea.
Time crisis right there.
Yeah, I mean, you have the Wii Balance Board, and it can sense when you know, press down on it from, you know, lowering yourself, obviously. And it can, you know, figure out if you're tilting left and right. It'd be perfect. You could use the Wii Zapper, and you could duck and cover during the game. It's a great idea.
Yeah, that is. I think there's a lot of potential for, I wouldn't say Balance Board games, but integrating the Balance Board into games.
Right.
More so than just, oh, this is completely just for people that own a balance board, you know. Like Wii Ski, for instance. I mean, you can play it with just a controller, but it's going to be more fun if you have the immersion of having the balance board, you know.
The problem that we're running into now is because we have so many Wii peripherals,
yeah,
there's a lot of potential. But because, you know, we can see great potential with a Zapper and a Wii balance board, but not everyone's going to have both. And so they're going to not really be interested in making a game that only uses those peripherals because they know not as many people will end up buying it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, the more you require of the person to own, the less of an audience you're going to have, you know?
Right. And so, like, the more peripherals we have, the more potential we have, but the less chance of that actually happening we also have. It's a little disappointing, but
if you remember back when the Wii first came out, it seemed like people were afraid to make games with more than one, like WarioWare, for instance. It's like, well, people might not have more than one Wii remote, and you know,
right? Oh, that's
have
so
a second nunchuck, you know.
I it's still cannot like believe they did that. I need to say that for Black Doom someday.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. Well, how about your comment of the week?
Oh, I went to Rio Luke, who said NCG, which is nice comic, guys. I've explained this before. I've experienced this before, unfortunately, with DDR. 5 out of 5. Wait, no way. Where the heck are the nubby elbows? 2 out of 5. So he docks you a few points there for no nubby elbows. But first of all, I don't think I have nubby elbows in the comic, right, Ray?
Well, they are always hidden underneath your sweater or long t-shirt, so...
Well, I'm never going to put... If you ever show me with the short-sleeved shirt, I don't want the nubby elbows. That's a Ray feature.
Yeah, it might just be for me. I think because I'm so, like, skinny and bony, like, the nubs just, you know, jut right out, so it's probably one of more of my features, I guess, yeah.
Plus, if you had given Sarah nubby elbows, then...
It just would have been bizarre.
It just would have been weird, yeah.
Yeah. I had enough trouble just making her in general.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's just a very disturbing experience for me to be creating your wife and then sending it to you and looking at pictures of her all day and trying to recreate her face. And it was just kind of bizarre for me. I'm sorry. But now that I have it down, it's not going to be as difficult. You know, copy and paste. I'm on it. That's so my role.
You're going to have her randomly, like, standing on one foot, like, she's, like, sitting in the car and her arms are straight up in the air. Like, that doesn't make sense. Oh, wait,
like,
copy-paste.
Hey, while I'm fixing this light up here, I wanted to tell you about a story.
Right. <Yeah.
laughs> I thought your comment of the week was going to go to somebody else.
I thought I had one, too, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, it was about the Brawl cover that I had made.
Oh, yeah.
And we had some people who were like, that was a masterpiece, Ray.
Oh, yes.
And we had other people. Who was it that just bluntly said, I hate the sideways cover?
Let me find that real quick, because that was awesome. That was Brian. I don't think he's a regular, but he saw it, and he just flat out said, I hate the sideways box cover. And DJ agreed. Apparently, he didn't like it either. But
yeah, apparently, people are just really polarized by this. And it's like, people, you don't have to print this out. But I have to say, it's very difficult to get all of the characters in that sort of visual setting on a vertical box,
right,
or on a vertical case, while still maintaining the pixel ratio and not, you know, having people stand on top of each other. So, I mean, for me, it was like horizontal was the only answer, and I could barely fit them into that.
Well, I can see what they're saying. Like, for me, I'm a little conflicted, because on the one hand, now it's, you know, different. It doesn't match all the other ones, and so part of me wants that uniformity. But at the same time, the fact that it's different, it's kind of cool. It's like when I saw the Okami, you know, replacement art where it's just a wraparound image, like a full, you know, landscape image front to back, I'm like, wow, that's so different that I actually really like it. So, you know, there's both sides to it. So I can see why some people wouldn't want to use it, which is fine.
I mean, for me, the Brawl is a very different game because it's so much more awesome than anything else available right now.
Except for Mario Kart. And Wii Fit.
And Big Brain Academy. And that, you know, it's like the horizontal cover, you know, makes it stand out for me. Like the golden kind of glow of it is like, you know, it's just like solid gold title. It speaks many volumes for me.
Well, saying solid gold, you remind me, like, you know, people didn't complain when they got an NES cartridge that was gold because Zelda, or the, you know, Donkey Kong Country ones were yellow, right?
Of course, you didn't have to put the cartridge in like sideways, but...
Yeah, well, still, there's something cool about having it a little different, so...
Yeah, so I'm glad those of you who enjoyed it and those of you who didn't, I'm sorry. I made it for me, and I shared it with everyone else to enjoy, too, so...
And he'll never share it again,
I'm still dying to see some really awesome Brawl covers as well, so if you guys make some really cool ones, let me know. I'd be happy to you know, add it
tell
to
you
case.
How bad they are, because...
Yeah, I'll go on, I'm like, I hate this box art.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Tim, is it time?
I think it's time.
For the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. E123 Omega. I mean, Black Doom.
You just keep coming up.
Pump them out, baby.
Well, what do you got?
No, you first.
Me first?
Yep, you first. You don't have yours yet, do you?
Of course I do.
Uh-huh.
It would be awful of me not to have one. So clearly I do have one, and that one that I have is... No, I'm just kidding. I do have one. I guess people have to realize that when you have a Black Doom award, it has to go to either something you read about and thought was stupid or something you've experienced in like a game you're playing, right?
Right.
And if it's a game you're playing, it's a game you wanted and maybe even a game you enjoy, like when you gave Mario Kart, you know, a Black Doom award. So,
right, or Brawl a Black Doom award or something.
Yeah, there's, just
there's
an
something
aspect
bad even
of,
in the things that we love.
That's right. So I don't want, I guess I
there's
just
there's a little bit of Black Doom in all of us.
That's right. So
even
a little
you,
disclaimer.
Tim.
It's so hard to pick one, but I guess I'm going to go with the Mario Kart tournament. Couple problems with this. First of all, the first part of my Black Doom War goes to Ray because he knew I was going to be gone this weekend and really wouldn't have time to challenge his top score.
You can still challenge it tonight.
No, it's over.
No, it's not over.
Like, it ended yesterday.
No,
the 24th, right?
See, when I went on today, I could still go do it if I wanted to.
Okay, well then I'm going right
It's
now.
Weird because it's like, oh, this that happened last time. Like, oh, contest ends 5-9, and it was like this, like the 15th or something, and I could still play it. I'm like, what's going on here?
Really? Well,
yeah.
Okay, then I'll retract that part of the Black Doom War.
Lifted.
Ah, you dodged a bullet there. But here's what I have to say about the contest. I get them wanting people to use the wheel, you know, like, and it's, in a way, it's kind of cool to make it exclusive, I guess, for like, okay, you have to use this, you know, setup. But at the same time, like, doesn't that say something about the wheel? Like, if the wheel was the best way to
control your character. See, I already disagree with you. Because it's like if you had a contest for like, oh, who can solve a Rubik's Cube the fastest? And then you had a contest like, who can solve a Rubik's Cube the fastest with one hand? It doesn't mean it's better, it just means who can do it? Who's the best at that? So it's like, oh, who's the best with only the Wii Wheel? You know,
yeah, but
only
that says
Wii
something about having two hands. Having two hands is better than having one hand, right? Right, hey, tell me, am I right there? Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
It is better, you're right.
Okay, so it's better not to use the wheel.
Yeah, it's like, if you want to play the Wii Wheel on anything else, go for... Or, I'm sorry, you know, GameCube controller on anything else, go for it. But, like, you know, this is the contest. Who's best with the Wii Wheel? It's going to make it a little bit more challenging, because you're not going to have quite the precision of pressing up on the D-pad
and,
to do a
And that's
a
fine. I just feel like it's an admission that the Wii Wheel sucks compared to every other control scheme.
In accuracy, but not in pleasure.
Well, let me tell you, it's not very pleasurable to spend hours trying to beat your stupid time and being frustrated and having to reset every 3 seconds because when I do a wheelie, it just shifts to the left or something stupid like that. It's just, the precision is
hey,
not
Hey, your
there.
Inability to use the Wii Remote correctly is not my fault.
No, it's Nintendo's fault.
No, I'm just pulling your chain.
No, yeah, I mean, no, at the same time, it was fun to, you know, it's... I like, in some way, I like that it forced me to use it a little bit and just kind of try it out, but it's also infuriating when you're like, it's just not doing what I want it to do. And
right.
It's not because I don't know what I want to do. I know exactly what I want to do, but I can't because it's not as precise as it could be, you know?
Well, I mean, we went back and forth with our times a lot, so it wasn't like I was just
oh, yeah,
fading
it's not like
time.
You're creaming me, like,
like,
you know.
I mean, I had to try pretty hard to beat some of your times, and then I just got really lucky on the last one and just dropped it.
And then I'm like, well, I know it's faster to do manual, but, you know, every 50 tries I'll switch to manual, and then I realize how stupid I am for trying it once again. Because
right.
It's just so much more difficult.
Because we both tried. We both tried manual, and we, like, aced manual, too. I mean, we just... I at least I thought I ruled on manual, and it was a worse time. And I'm like, dude, back to automatic.
Yeah, I felt like I did everything right. I made the turns. I held the, you know, I did the turbos. I held the
cut every corner as close as possible.
And the time just was not there.
Yeah. Still not as good as just driving around in automatic.
And that's why, another, you know, to harken back to our Black Doom a few weeks ago, I just hate the automatic versus manual option, because it's like, I don't know what to do. And the fact that there's no speedometer, you know?
I don't know what
to do to make myself faster, because there's no hint as to, you know, what I'm doing wrong, you know?
Not only do I hate that there's no speedometer, but I also hate how it keeps, like, records of how much distance you've covered it in total, and it's like 6,000. Oh, yeah. It's like 6,000 what?
What?
6,000 what?
They were too lazy to, like, you know, have, because in different territories they use different measurements. And it's like, oh, we don't want to convert from miles to kilometers. But it's like they wouldn't even have to convert it, really, right? Like,
but I mean, are Mario characters like real life size, or are they like smaller people, you know? Like, what's a kilometer to them compared to us? Like, it wouldn't make sense anyways. Like, why even keep record of that? Like,
oh, boy.
Well, anyway, my Black Doom award goes to the rumored Metroid movie being directed by Michael Bay. People,
I heard a little bit about
there is
that.
Not a Metroid movie being directed by Michael Bay. And even if there was, why would you want one? Why would you even want to see that movie? It would suck. It'd be terrible anyways. Like, when was the last good video game movie that you saw, Tim? Exactly. That's the problem here, okay?
Probably the best ones I've seen have been, like, the Tomb Raider movies.
Oh, and that's not saying a lot either, right?
I'm not trying to say that's my favorite movie or anything, but those are maybe the most entertaining I've seen.
Resident Evil is humorously a maybe. But, so anyway, I found a comment on Go Nintendo's site that was by Shawnee Boy, who said, "Well, I'm not even that big of a fan of a Metroid fan. This would be effing stupid. Not just the idea of him directing it, though. A Metroid movie. Yeah, a girl in a suit walking around for 2 hours by herself. Genius cinema." I was like, that's a good point. Like,
well, I think obviously they wouldn't do that, but...
But then it wouldn't be a Metroid movie. It would be,
well,
like,
yeah,
a weird sci-fi movie.
Exactly. And the fact that, like, Nintendo doesn't like their characters to really talk a lot, if you've noticed. So you're implying things that maybe... I just don't see Nintendo ever doing that. Like, Samus doesn't really talk, right? Like,
right.
How often do you hear her say anything? Like, never? So,
exactly.
You're going to give her a personality and a sense of humor and all that sort of thing that was never there in the games, you know?
And she's going to talk with characters that were never in the game before.
Right. And it's like having a you know, a Zelda movie. While in, you know, from that IGN April Fool's joke.
Right.
People are like, oh, you know, there's...
So much potential.
There's a Lord of the Rings type of trilogy here you could do, but you've never heard Link say anything more than a hi-ya and a, you know, some grunts
and
stuff.
Here's the thing that people need to understand, okay? When I was doing some films in college, you know what I realized? It is really easy to make a trailer and make it look like it's going to be the most awesome movie you've ever seen in your life. You know why? Because you don't see everything, and you're just left wondering what could be in it, and you imagine everything that would be cool in it. And it's like, you could take like a 2 minute movie that, you know, I could make like a 2 minute movie and make like a 2.5 minute trailer out of it, you know, and you'd see everything in it, but it would still be way more awesome than the movie itself. So it's like, just, you know, seeing a trailer of a cool movie, it's like, I can never watch a trailer for any movie and be like, that's gonna be really good. I'm always forced to say that has a lot of potential. Because I don't know what it's actually going to be when you see it from start to end. Which, okay, by the way, this doesn't really relate to video games, but I got a serious Black Doom problem here going on. All right, I've seen a lot of movies lately. I saw Speed Racer twice. I saw Indiana Jones, and I saw Iron Man. Okay, and help me understand this, okay? When a movie ends and the credits start to roll, recently, a lot of movies have really cool artistic stuff that have really cool animations or, you know, longer scenes while the credits are rolling. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, the end of Iron Man has, like, a really cool animation of, like, all the wireframe of his armor being put together and being created. And it's like, ooh, this is really cool. You know, someone spent all this time on it. And people are just getting up and leaving. Just leaving the theater. It's like, just seeing words start appearing on the screen at the end of a movie, it's like, up and out. It doesn't matter what's happening on the screen at that point. Like, the end of Indiana Jones, there's not much going on, but there's still something happening on the screen, and people are just leaving. They're just getting up and leaving. And it's like, I swear to God, Darth Vader could run in and, like, use his lightsaber, just chop off his head, and no one would notice but me. It's like, I don't understand what the logic is behind this. I'm really, really confused. And I said to one friend, like, hey, did you see the animation at the end of Iron Man? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, all the wireframe creating, like, I just saw the credits and then I just left. And I'm like, you didn't see anything? It's like, no, I just saw credits. I'm like, what?
Well, and plus Iron Man has a scene at the end of it after the credits.
Yeah, exactly.
And just the hope of something, you know, possibly being there should keep you in your seat, you know? Like,
right, yeah.
Yeah, but I agree.
And even with something on the screen, it's like, oh, the credits, we're gone. It's time to go. There's nothing left to see here, people. Move on. You know, it's like, I'm sorry. I'm so flustered by that. I don't know what the deal is, people. Maybe one of our fans can explain this to me, because I'm just in the dark.
Okay. I'm with you.
Bring it down. Well, this has been another episode of Two Piece Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.